The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever we hear this gospel, it's normal for us to ask, "Jesus sounds a little harsh, doesn't he?" But what is Jesus telling us in this gospel today? He makes a very clear point because he's telling us, don't live in the past. Don't make excuses. If God is asking you to do something, do it. Do it with a willing heart and an open mind. So often when God is asking us to do something, we come up with a million excuses of why we shouldn't. And so often we live in the past. And we think, you know, sometimes we beat ourselves up. Sometimes we've even gone to confession and our sins have been forgiven. But yet we choose to live in the past. So Jesus is telling each and every one of us today to live in the present moment. And if our Lord is asking us to do something, to do it with a willing heart. So we have many excuses, right? I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too skinny, I'm too chubby, I'm not a morning person, I'm not a night person. It goes on and on. So let's say yes to our Lord today, and let's do so with an open heart and mind. Because when we say yes to God, that's when we will be blessed in ways that we never imagined. So let's pray this morning for the faith and the strength to trust fully in God's plan for us. And if our Lord is asking us to do so, do something to do so with an open heart. Amen.